Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting second. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Bolin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is walked intentionally. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Staub moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Haller reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Mathews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wynn. Bolin reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bolin. Wynn moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Haller to Fuentes and they have Staub trapped. The throw over to Seaburn, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Wynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wynn. Brown scores. Schroeder goes all the way around to score. Henderson moves to second. It's 3-2, Astros. Dan Schneider now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Schroeder now playing second base. Tito Fuentes now playing shortstop. Mike McCormick now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 4 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Davis bunts towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Mays reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.